The liberation of Sinjar was great news for the city's population, but now the people here want more from the Iraqi government and the international community. Some of them told VOA that operations against the Islamic State should now be aimed at rescuing Yazidi women and children who were taken prisoner when the militants overran the city last year. That includes the Iraqi Kurdish fighters known as Peshmerga, who played a major role in the liberation.
We now wish for the return of our women and girls who are in the custody of IS. It's a matter of honor for us.
Sinjar sustained heavy destruction during both the Islamic State's original attack and the battle for its liberation. Now, one of its citizens' major demands is reconstruction.
We urge European countries, humanitarian organizations, and the United Nations to help us rebuild our city.
Local military commanders told VOA that despite taking control of their city back from IS, they are mindful there is still the threat of a counterattack.
Until recently, our mission was to liberate the city. Now our focus is to keep the city out of IS control if it attacks us again.
The Peshmerga say they are well aware that their job did not end with Sinjar's liberation. For reporter Kawa Omar, I'm Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.